North Korea tied to 32 Mueller's Humanity Protocol hack via fake BitHum email. A quant stamp investigation has linked the $32 million Humanity Protocol hack to North Korean actors, and the entry point was not a flaw in the contracts. According to a June 14th report shared by Bitcoin News, the attackers got in using a fake BitHum email, turning a routine-looking message into the first step of an eight-figure theft. The detail that matters here is the method. The loss did not come from a re-entrancy bug or an Oracle manipulation. It came from a person who trusted a message that looked like it came from one of South Korea's largest exchanges. The break-in started in an inbox quant stamp's finding points to a spoofed message impersonating BitHum as the way in. Email impersonation of a trusted exchange is a standard play for state-linked crews. The brand is familiar, the request feels plausible, and the target is often a developer or operations contact with access that matters. Once a credential or a signing session is compromised, the on-chain part of the attack is almost mechanical. That sequence has become the dominant pattern in large crypto thefts. The contracts hold, the audits pass, and the attacker simply walks through a door a human opened. Treating this as a Humanity Protocol bug misreads it. The protocol's code was not the weak link. The people and processes around it were. North Korea's crypto playbook attribution to North Korean actors fits a long-running pattern that U.S. and allied agencies have documented for years. State-linked groups have leaned on social engineering, fake recruiter outreach, and impersonation of exchanges and counterparties to reach the credentials that sit in front of funds. The on-chain laundering that follows tends to move through mixers and cross-chain bridges to obscure the trail. The $32 million figure lands in the middle of a brutal stretch for crypto security. DeFi Llama has called Q2 2026 the most hacked quarter on record, and a single confirmed state-linked theft of this size pushes that tally higher. The Humanity Protocol case is a reminder that the quarter's damage is not only coming from exotic DeFi exploits. Old-fashioned deception is doing a lot of the work. Identity projects make a high-value target. Humanity Protocol is a proof-of-personhood network, the kind of system meant to verify that a user is a unique human rather than a bot or a sybil. Projects in that category tend to control treasuries, token allocations, and infrastructure that a state-linked crew would value, which raises the payoff for getting one staff inbox to click. There is a second-order point worth sitting with. Systems built to establish trust in who someone is were themselves undone by a forged identity in an email. The irony is not the story, but it underlines how far ahead the human attack surface sits relative to the cryptographic one. The same trick works on individual holders. The lesson generalizes well beyond one protocol. If a state resource team can breach a funded project with a single spoofed message, an individual holder faces the same class of risk from fake support agents, cloned login pages, and urgent account warnings. The defense is boring and effective. Verify senders out of band, never approve a signature or transfer prompted by an unsolicited message, and assume any email pressuring you to act fast is hostile until proven otherwise. Custody choice changes the shape of this risk, but not its existence. With a custodial provider, a compromised internal account, or a convincing phishing page can drain balances you do not directly control, and recovery depends on the company's incident response. With spend from your own wallet setups, you remove some counterparty exposure, but you also become the security team, and a malicious signature you approve is final. Social engineering reaches both groups. It just exploits a different trust point in each. For anyone holding funds on a centralized venue, the practical move after a story like this is to recheck the basics. Hardware-backed two-factor authentication, withdrawal allow lists, and a healthy refusal to act on inbound messages stop the exact vector described here far more reliably than any single piece of software.